Someone comes to Zorbas with the following shaila. So many years ago, I worked in a certain company. My boss treated me horribly. After several years, I worked hard and I was successful. However, because my boss fired me for no good reason. Baruch Hashem, I found a different job at twice the salary. Recently, I decided to leave my job and open my own business. I wanted to hire someone to be able to help me in a certain area, and it was down to two. And I got two resumes, and happened to be one of the resumes that I got was none other than the boss that fired me a couple years back. He said, "I'll be honest with you, Rabbi Zilberstein. I would prefer to hire the other one, not out of revenge, not in a come up, just purely professional reasons. I fear that I might not be able to put my past relationship with him. Maybe I should just hire the other person. I really don't want to hire the boss. What should I do? What does the Torah have to say about this?" A beautiful, interesting question brought to Rav Zilberstein. Rav Zilberstein starts off saying, the Gemara says above a mitzvah, on the base of a base, Tashma, Oev litrok v'sone liton mitzvah v'sone kidei latho v'yitzro. The Gemara says the following thing. The Gemara says, first off, let's backtrack. The Gemara says, the halacha is if you see someone unloading a donkey and another one being loaded, you should unload first. Why? Because unloading takes precedence than loading. However, the Gemara says, right here, which we said before, if you're loading the donkey, someone you hate versus someone you're unloading, the Gemara says that the loading for the person you hate takes precedence. And this is actually brought down the Shulchan Aruch in Chosha Mishpat, Simin Ayin Resh Be, Hilchos Prika V'Ti'ina. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Avan im echad haya echad sone v'echad oiv, mitzvah liton ima sone t'chila k'de lachov v'siyetzahara. Says the Shulchan Aruch, if it's someone unloading and loading, usually in a case you would do the unloading for the animal. However, it's someone you hate, that takes precedence. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says, helping the person you hate comes first. You'll be able to beat your Yitzhahara. So first of all, Zorbasin says maybe the two cases are similar. Maybe he should be able to help the person that he hates. So Zorbasin said no. At the end of the day, there's no mitzvah d'oraisa to be able to hire a worker. There is a mitzvah d'oraisa to unload and to load. At the end of the day, there's no mitzvah d'oraisa to hire a worker. Therefore, maybe Rav Zorbasin says you can hire whoever you want. Then Rav Zorbasin goes on to say, he says, however, we see here how important it is for a person to overcome hatred to certain people that do things to us. He quotes the Sefer Habona, the Ein Yaakov Ben Sila, and Bezim Abiz, and he says the following thing. He says, overcoming the Yitzhar is so great. The perfection of man depends on his reason overpowering his physical inclinations. Our Chachamim call it Lichov Es Yitzhara. Lesson is so important that it even beats out an Issud Zoraisa of Tsar Baalei Chaim. Therefore, says Rav Zilberstein, it would be very proper for him to hire the boss who harmed him, because in order to overcome your Yitzhara, you're doing something even greater. You're developing a warm and friendly relationship with him, and therefore, maybe at the end of the day, you would be able to, on a greater level, you're beating out your Yitzhara to be able to hire him. And also, Rav Zilberstein even says parenthetically, just remember, you didn't get where you got without him firing you. He fired you, and now you went to a great opportunity to a double salary, and then you were able to start your own business. Before we get to his concluding remarks, so Zilberstein does say, parenthetically also, parenthetical note number two, he says that a doctor once asked him, if he comes to a scene of an accident in which two Yids were hurt, one of them he likes, one of them he doesn't like, which one should he treat first? Should he treat the person that he likes or he doesn't like? So he said, based on the Gemara that we saw in Bava Metzil, Amabet, he answered that the doctor should first, obviously, treat the person that he hates. As we know, the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, and Daf Ayin Gimel Amun Aleph, there's an Indian Havashava Saveda when it comes to healing people. When someone healed, when a doctor heals someone, that's an Indian Havashava Saveda. So at the end of the day, it says Rav Zilberstein, you should specifically help the person that you hate, and in order to overcome the Yetzer Hara. Finally, Rav Zilberstein ends off with the words of the Mesil Susham. So Rav Zilberstein concludes the halacha pesach. He should hire the person that he hates to be able to overcome the Yetzer Hara. Even beats out Nisu Doraisa and Tzar Baal Chaim. He quotes the Mesil Susham and says the following: "His gama sima b'hanakima kashim od." He says hatred and revenge is very hard to be overcome. The shimala in menu lev hutal shalom ne'adam. It's very hard because it's very easily enticed by man. Someone got hurt by a certain person, it's very hard to overcome it. Says that revenge is like honey. It's like the Lashon here is as sweet as honey, since it's the only way that a person can go on. But at the end of the day, just because it's natural, it's a natural thing to like revenge, doesn't mean that we should do it. We have to understand that everything that happens in our lives comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if a certain boss hires someone, if a certain person does something to us, it came straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the end of the day, Rav Zilberstein does quote the Avos Rav Nosson, who says, Ezehu Gibor is someone who makes his enemies, his oivim, into chaverim. That's someone who's a real Gibor, is someone who's kovish is Yetzer and makes his enemies into friends. He has every time not to be able to be upset at people that hurt him. But someone who's really strong, someone who's able to say, everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This reminded me of something that Rav Melech Biederman quoted in this Hasek's Parsha's Kedoshim. Says we know the Pasuk says, Lo sisna sachicha bevavacha, you shouldn't hate your brother in your heart. Says the Lulav Rebbe, Rav Melech Biederman quotes it. What does it mean that you shouldn't hate your friend in your heart? Al tisna sachicha al sheyishol lev acher. Don't hate your friend that has a different heart than you. That you shouldn't hate your friend because he's a different heart. That's what it means. You shouldn't hate your friend for his heart. Because every single person has different wants and different desires. But at the end of the day, to be able to realize everything happens to us, it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though sometimes people do certain things, I tell them to my family member all the time, we don't hate them, we just hate their action. We have to separate the action from the person. And if we do this, Be'ez Hashem, we'll be able to live our lives with tremendous shalom within ourselves and shalom and ahava with other people. Shkolech.